Welcome to the Screen Bros Podcast.
What is up, movie maniacs? Welcome back to Screen Bros, the only podcast that dares to pair a 90s martial arts comedy masterpiece. Yes, I say masterpiece. I will defend that with a penguin surfing mockumentary in which I say, fuck you, Happy Feet. This movie is better.
Oh, absolutely. My name is Justin. I just realized that I've seen more surf movies than I've actually ever dared to actually try and go surf. And that makes me really sad about myself.
And my God, dang. I'm Josh, the man who's now irrationally obsessed with Winky, the one-eyed black belt from one of the first movies we're going to talk about today, which is Surf Ninjas. Justin, initial thoughts.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I think it's in the cards that this Halloween, you got to dress up as Winky. You got to dress up as Winky this Halloween.
Would it be racist?
Depends if you add the accent.
Okay. No, it depends on if Rob Schneider's playing him.
Rob Schneider. Okay. Listen,
just get into it.
This movie, Surf Ninjas, this was your choice for the movie for this episode.
I stand by it.
All right. I went in. I was like, okay, let's get this going. 10 minutes, and as soon as Rob Schneider kind of came into the picture, I paused the movie, and I'm like, I need to go take some recreational time because I got to get mentally prepared for this movie real quick. I had an intuition. And I was so correct, but I did not spend enough time getting recreational because Jesus.
I disagree. I feel like this movie itself is recreational.
Oh my God.
I feel like this is our first time in Screen Bros where we are going to disagree on this.
Oh my, not like we had a disagreement with Nefarious, but this one is disagree, bro. I'm like,
I don't see anything wrong with it.
What do you mean?
Leslie Nielsen as a bad guy? He is a ninja?
Okay, I'll give him that.
It's fucking Leslie Nielsen.
But the costume was badass. I'm not going to lie.
But
it was low budget.
But it made no sense. Why is the white guy with white hair taking over? He's a ninja that is taking over a country in Asia. Like, I don't understand that.
Why was Chris Farley the white dragon for Beverly Hills Ninja? We have all these.
And because Chris Farley has a heart of gold. I don't know.
Okay.
I love Leslie Nielsen too. So,
but this guy, honestly, the one thing I did laugh about a lot through this movie is that you do see that he, Leslie Nielsen, he's just running like he does in Airplane. Does the same exact thing. I feel like he plays a little bit the same character every movie.
I love Leslie Nielsen and I love the Naked Gun movies, and we're gonna have to do the Naked Gun movies, but
we're gonna have to.
Surf Ninjas, for people that don't know, it's just pretty much about these two kids that are from royalty from this island. I don't remember the name. I didn't really know anyone's name until like 30 minutes in, and I knew Johnny was the one. And then there's just like Rob Johnny. Schneider.
That's
Johnny. And then there's Winky, their protector, yep. Who I wrote, and I wasn't too far off. I was like, I bet you that's their dad. It was their uncle, but, you know, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have to fulfill their destiny, and one can kind of see the future playing a shitty ass Sega game, even though he's like, this looks really cool. Yeah, I was like, it looks like shit to me, but whatever.
It looks like dog water. Like, what are you talking about? Shit. It looks like dog shit. No, I'm going to be honest. Every time I'm not a Rob Schneider hater. Not going to lie. But every time that this dude got on camera, it took me out. I was in the story, he got on camera, I was out. I was like, what are these jokes? I wrote down, there was one scene, they're making a getaway from, like, you know, they're at They're at the shop that their dad works at, their quote unquote dad works at, and ninjas come in and they have to make their getaway with One-Eyed and
Winky.
Rob Schneider basically, yeah, Winky gets like, so Rob Schneider gets manhandled by the guy and he just says, just so you know, I felt very safe in your arms and I never said that to a man before.
Yep, that's a typical Rob Schneider thing to say.
I'm like, what? What are these lines? Also, the funniest thing was Rob Schneider being in the 11th grade. He did not look like he was.
No, yeah, so, he, no, absolutely. Like, what are you talking about? No, you are too old.
He is not in the, he is a predator. Rob Schneider is secretly playing a predator in this
movie. Allegedly. Oh, the character, not Rob Schneider himself. Got it. Sorry, you're talking about the character. Then, yeah, I would not be just hanging around some teenage kids. That's, wow, that really changes everything.
Oh, my gosh. It was a movie back in, what was the year?
93?
Release date 2002.
No, it's 93. What?
Really?
Are you looking up Surf's date? Up or?
No. Surf.
No, ninjas. No, there's no way because the only reason I've never watched this movie before, I remember the trailer to this movie on the TMNT3 where they travel back into Japan, back in time on VHS. Oh my God. And it had, and I remember the trailer and the movie and the trailer do not match.
No, was it the right movie though?
No, it's the right movie. It's got Rob Schneider. Oh my gosh,
we have a Mr. Okay, wait. So it says, yeah, Surf Ninjas is a 1993 movie. So why is Rotten Tomatoes saying it's 2000? Get your shit together, Rotten Tomatoes. Come on now.
Really quick. We usually save it to the end, but I want to know what's the score it gave.
Oh man. Okay. Look. No, we kind of we glazed over a lot of it.
Okay. Well, wait. We'll save it. We'll save it.
We glazed over a lot. I'm going to be so for real. I think I got too recreational, and I forgot a lot of bits and pieces of the movie. What,
dude,
but I will say
important plot points.
What was the important plot point?
They fulfill their destiny. Which, you know what? I agree with the kids when they're like, "You need to come back." I'm like, fuck you! This is where I've grown up. Like the man was our dad that we considered dad. Like we're going to help him. Like they just expect him. I'm with the kids on this one.
Yeah, no, I agree with the kids on that one.
I thought that was kind
of was deep. Just, okay. I liked that part where it's just like, hey, we're not going to just.
Yeah.
Because they did start out. It's like if I was king or if I was all this stuff, it would be cool. But then they were like, nah, wait, hold on. We always had family like from the beginning. So yeah, I like that. But for the score, at least, I would say I'd have to agree with Rotten Tomatoes with that 23%.
Too low.
I wasn't a fan. I think it was probably because I've seen a lot of movies like that before, but this was like an original. So I guess it's just like seeing it all the times before, but going back to the original, like where this kind of story stems from. Like, yeah, it was just like, ooh.
I enjoyed this experience a lot. Yeah, it gives me 90s nostalgia. I mean, I will say the second half was a little slow, and I was like, oh, okay. I didn't really like when they go and they have to fulfill the destiny. I was really into the first half when, you know, they're actually surf ninjas.
Yeah, I was just like, where did the surf ninjas go? Like,
they were in the water at some point.
Yeah, I was just like, the movie should have ended at the halfway point at that point.
Which they're all terrible ninjas. They're like in broad daylight. Yeah. Out in the water, I'm like, you're not ninjas then, right?
With the blue and white camo.
The blue and white camo, yeah. I was like, these aren't ninjas.
Yeah, it's like the digital camo shit. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, you can definitely see them clear as day. There's There was some scenes, especially in the classroom, where the ninja was about to like assassinate the little kid, and I'm like, did nobody see this mother truck open the window?
I know. I'm like, these are in broad day. I'm like, you are a terrible ninja. You give ninjas a bad name.
You, like, Chris Farley was a better ninja than you are.
Yeah, damn right. Yeah. Well, I mean, granted, they are being led by Leslie Nielsen, who I still don't, and I love Leslie Nielsen. Why is he a ninja, though? I mean, I guess, is he a ninja? I don't even know. I just assumed.
He wasn't really a ninja. He was more of like.
What the hell was he? What was the point?
What was the point?
Why did he want it? No.
What was the point of Rob Schneider in this movie?
still so good, though. It's still great. Other than Rob Schneider.
I think this is one of those movies that I think it has, and it's kind of what we're going with. It's like the nostalgia. There was a fond memory of it, even though how
just my only fond memory was the trailer to a different movie. I just was like, you know what? I use this as an excuse just to watch this fucking movie that I remember this trailer. Oh. That's it.
So you had nothing.
I never watched this before. I based it off this trailer. Oh yeah, I don't regret my. I'm like, this is great. I've even in my notes. I'm like, I'm having the best time.
I'm having the best time. I put that. I was like,
I'm having a blast.
I'm having a blast.
Like Rob Schneider, racist accents. Yes.
Gosh. I did like the dad in the beginning where they were like, I love you. And he was just like, oh, I love you. Ah, just like I got again.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, this dad gets the shit end of the stick. But I think it's a perfect segue into our next movie.
Oh, no. I got to pause because I want you to think about this because there's something I want to ask you about this movie. So really quick, we'll get to Surf's Up because I took a lot of notes on this and I really want you to imagine and think, what would you think of this and everyone listening?
Okay.
There's a lot of parts in this movie that are pretty actually like borderline violent. Like Leslie Nielsen's head gets stepped on by an elephant. Like that's pretty intense for a kid's movie. I'm like, there's these moments where it's like, I feel like they want to go a little bit, but they don't because it's got to be a kid's movie. But imagine a reboot, but it's an R-rated comedy. And Rob Schneider actually dies every time, but he keeps coming back. But we get to see him die every single time. And then it's just actually violent, but it's a comedy. That's, you know, it's aware that it's goofy, but it's R-rated comedy. And the Rob Schneider character, still played by Rob Schneider, because, you know, he still looks too old anyways in the 90s, just dies over and over. Though. Yeah.
How
great would that be?
I would watch that movie.
Thank you.
I would be down for that movie. I'd be down for that movie if it was an actual like R-rated comedy.
Right.
Like a
21 Jump Street.
Level.
Right. A 21 Jump Street style where they take this ridiculous TV show concept and turn into a comedy, R-rated, boom.
I think it would go. I think whoever directed this, he's probably dead.
Because he directed it?
No, we definitely need to get somebody else. Get us in there.
But who would be the Leslie Nielsen character?
That's a good question. Do you have an answer for this? Because now I got to think of
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan?
Walter White, but he actually does comedy pretty damn well. Because you want an older character or an older actor.
You want an older character. You know what would be really funny? Sam Elliott trying to be in a comedy.
Oh, that would be him. What if he was Winky?
Oh my God. You guys got to complete your destiny.
I just think there was, people listening, I think it's a great idea. You should sign
me on. I think it's a great idea.
I know John, the actor that played Johnny, who was actually a stuntman in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He was actually one of the turtles. And then he was in the second one outside of a shell. Yeah. So, and then that was it.
He was also in The Last Dragon. That's crazy.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Yeah, I recommend this movie. So, it's a fun time.
You know what?
Justin disagrees.
I just don't think Rob Schneider's funny. That's just
I don't think he's funny either. That's why the satisfaction to see him being killed over and over.
How he satisfying. Came back, and that's the problem.
But then you get to see a different way he dies, and you just get to relive that satisfaction every time.
You know what? If he died in Final Destination fashion, like each and every time, just the
worst way, absurd, right?
Just the worst way, yeah. And but he's cursed to just always come back. But
yes,
he's still injured, so he just looks messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, okay. Yeah, I'd be down.
Okay.
I think I would. That would be. I would agree with the audience score for Surf Ninjas at that point, which was way higher than 23. Let me pull it back up. Hold on. 68%.
Hell yeah. See? The people
I would move on up. The people need to see this.
The people know. See, they're right.
Let the people know. Let the people know.
Let the people know. Oh, my God. Fantastic movie, Surf Ninjas.
Okay, hold on. Oh, no, let's switch to a good movie. Let's switch to a better movie, because I don't know if you remember this, but this was one of the movies that when I was growing up, we went to go see this in the movie theaters.
We didn't. I've never seen this movie.
We did.
Well, I'm a terrible brother because I don't remember this movie at all.
We have seen a lot of, we went to a lot of movies.
Oh, I know. I remember us going to see Don't Mess with the Zohan, which I don't.
Yeah, oh,
that was an experience.
Yeah, it really shaped my childhood.
That was good.
I was like, yeah, I like hummus now. All right.
Yeah, well, you know, hummus is delicious.
It is garlic hummus. But anyways, let's switch to the movie Surf's Up, which was my choice for this episode. Follows the story of a surfer penguin named Cody Maverick from his hometown Shiverpool, Antarctica. Kind of a classic story of, you know, little kid with a big dream, has the opportunity to prove himself and goes through every obstacle, meets a few friends on the way, and some of the friends are probably the greatest friends you could ever ask for. But this movie, it's all about overcoming adversity and challenges, you know, if we're going to get into the message behind the movie. You know, Surf Ninjas and following your destiny.
I think that was a great message. I think you're very biased in describing this movie right now.
You know what? I am very excited. But, you know, kind of the story of the underdog going against the big egotistical dude and, you know, change of hearts everywhere. But this movie was peak because it was shot in the style of like a mockumentary.
That I did like. I like that.
I loved everything. It was like, oh wait, I'm actually just here. I'm just, it's not this like fantasy. It feels like I'm actually just here on an island watching penguin surf talk.
That would be awesome.
And Shia LaBeouf playing as Cody Maverick.
Shia LaBeouf and Jeff Bridges in the same movie. I say give us a live action version of it.
We saw what happened with Cats and Taylor Swift.
No. You know what? You're right. Not Cats. But yeah, I want a movie, like a different movie, doesn't matter what, with Shia LaBeouf and Jeff Bridges in it. That would be amazing.
That would be sick.
Or a Cats version with Shia LaBeouf and Jeff Bridges would be amazing, too. In a whole different way, though.
That would be a trip.
Man, Cats. Oh, man. I watched like 15 minutes. I couldn't fucking do it. It's so bad.
I didn't go to see the movie.
I wasn't going to go to the theater for it. I was just like rented it. No, it was on Max. And I was like, oh, this is bad.
I was so you paid the subscription. So you you grazed.
Bye. Yeah, I unfortunately contributed somehow, maybe.
Nah, damn. But oh man, okay. This movie though, it's a funny movie, and everybody's favorite character. It should be everybody's favorite character. It's not the main character. It's the little dude named Chicken Joe.
Stoner?
Oh my gosh.
The stoner.
Come on.
Everybody's Snyder's character at Surf Ninja was way better.
No. Into yourself and you know it. You don't need to say something that stupid. No, like, no, but oh no, my gosh. Rob Schneider was terrible. I'm trying to remember who. Oh my gosh,
Napoleon Heder. Napoleon Dynamite, yep.
Napoleon Dynamite, yep. I was just like, that's why I like him.
Yep. No, the cast was great. And also the soundtrack was fantastic.
Oh,
100%. I was like, the soundtrack, other than Too Much Green Day, it was great. I love that. The soundtrack was awesome.
There was a lot of Green Day.
I asked the question, how much Green Day do you need? And I was like, one is too much. So, and also,
okay, wait, hold on.
No, Blink 182 is better. Fuck you, Green Day.
True. Okay, fine. I will agree with you in that. If it was two, I would go with Blink 182.
Right.
Like between the two. But also the little kid penguins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Arnold.
Arnold just going
to the water. That was funny.
Going to the water. And of course, Chicken Joe just, Cody!
Yeah, Cody.
Cody's out here, dude. I can feel in my nuggets.
No, I was actually really into it. I don't remember going to see it, but you know, damn, I don't remember seeing it. But I was like, "This is
you're like,
great."
Damn,
I was like, "How did this not be more popular though?" Because, and then I looked at when it came out. It was right after Happy Feet, so I think people just assumed it was going off that. I was like, "But fuck you, Happy Feet. This is way better."
No. This is 100% better. And talking about things that were bridging the line of like meant for adults and stuff. Some of the jokes, classic. Yeah,
he takes a piss on him.
Just like really just pushes the line, and I like it.
Yeah,
this movie is meant for the kids and also meant for the adults,
which I always appreciate.
You can always appreciate, especially for you as a dad. So
yeah, I know. I was like, I need to see one that there's something for me. Cause
it's like something for me too. And I'm laughing.
Like and
Camus be like, just like, why are you laughing? You're like,
don't worry about it. You'll understand.
Don't worry about it. You'll understand at some point.
I also laughed because, Geek, the older mentor to Shia LaBeouf's character, Cody, I was like, because, you know, there was Zeke, right? The big surfer. He goes missing in an accident. They think he's died, and they do this tournament in his honor. And then, you know, it's kind of like the Obi-Wan Kenobi situation of like, oh, it's not him. But I was like, Geek and then Zeke. I was like, he needs a better fucking alias. I'm like, that's that guy. I mean, it's a typical story.
It's him.
I mean, it's obviously a typical plot. But, like, I was like, you got to better than that.
It's like, come on, guys.
Come on, well, that's you.
What is that? But maybe it was meant to be that. Like I said, it's meant for kids.
But I really enjoyed, like, there was a part of the real surfers were giving testimonials on what it's like inside the tube. I thought that was cool. Just talking about surfing.
This
thing that I don't do.
This movie. Yeah, when I was growing up, I definitely wanted to try surfing after this movie. And then it just never happened.
You got to live in an area where you can go surfing.
I also just can't have thalassophobia. So it's like,
there's that too. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yeah. It's like, I get swept under the waves and then I look down and there's just a big freaking thing staring at me. I'm done. Take me then.
Yeah.
I'm Big Z. I'm dead.
Dead. Dumb. No,
I'm dead. Nope, now I'm pretending to be somebody else helping people out.
But I love that it was Jeff Bridges being Geek because it's like the perfect casting. He's the dude. Like Big Lebowski.
He's the dude. Yeah, Big Lebowski. I'm like, he And yeah, I was like, I heard it in his voice for the like, voice and I'm like, I was just like, ah, Jeff. Yeah, no wonder they picked him. He's like, he's a dude.
He's a dude. He's a dude. It's perfect. God, the casting is solid. Like a live action comedy with Shia LaBeouf and Jeff Bridges, I want. In a Surf Ninjas reboot with Shia LaBeouf and Jeff Bridges. Boom.
A Surf Ninjas reboot. You're wanting to combine, just
combine them, put them together. They're surfing. You got a little bit of surf up. And Rob Schneider's in there. He dies. Jeff Bridges is Winky. Shia LaBeouf is Johnny. Which is honestly, I'm looking at it as really bad because it's supposed to be Asian actors. So that's bad. But Rob Schneider's in it.
Gosh dang. I mean, if there was a creepy dude in Surf Ninjas, the guy who played the egotistical dude in Surf's Up.
Oh, yeah. That actor, I forget.
Deirdrick.
Yep.
Bader?
Yeah, he's great. I just always forget his name.
Yeah. Him doing a live action version of that truck cleaning scene would be really freaking creepy.
Yeah, that one I agree. It was very like Silence of the Lambs, type disturbing.
Yeah, a little bit. It was disturbing a little bit. I was like, okay. This is the part where it turns into a horror movie, I guess. But gosh, dang. Honestly, with these two movies, we kind of went a little bit, a little bit of a surfing vibe. I feel like we just have to go try surfing.
No, I'm good.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
I'll face my fears.
It looks great. Good for you. Good luck.
Yeah, you're like, good for you. Like, good luck.
I'll be a bitch. I don't give a shit. I mean, it would be cool, but oceans and just freak me out.
You're like, I see sharks. I saw Jaws.
I mean, I went snorkeling in Hawaii and saw tortoises, and that was awesome. But below them were sharks, and I was like, oh, and nobody else see these fucking sharks. And I'm the idiot. Like, I raised my hand. They're like, oh, what's any questions? So I was like, you know, there's sharks down there. Oh, they won't bother you. They're docile. I was like, oh, I'm the fuck. Okay, I'm the crazy person now. Okay, fine.
I was just like,
guys, there's sharks.
Sharks in the water.
Do you not see them right now?
Just like, do not any, nobody cut themselves on anything.
Right.
Like, when they're going to send these things into a frenzy.
Yeah.
Gosh dang. My favorite thing, about the ocean, is that dolphins chew on blowfish to get high.
I knew they were smart.
Yeah, they're smart.
Yeah, they're smart.
Gosh dang, dolphins. All right.
well, Rotten Tomatoes, critics give it 79%. Whatever. audience is 70, so that's only two more than Surf Ninjas. So,
and there we go. My boy Surf's Up wins. Come on, Cody Maverick beats Rob Schneider.
Well, yeah, obviously, but we're talking Johnny and then his brother. I don't remember the character's name that has the Sega with the shit game that is somehow predicting. Like, I don't know. I don't know how he's doing that. I don't know. He's a seer. He's got magical powers somehow. It doesn't really explain it. There's really no explanation.
It sounds like he's just controlling I thought he was controlling the whole entire story. Like,
what if he was? Then he's a real a-hole.
Oh, my gosh. What a dick.
He's a real
little
dick.
Brother vibes.
Just a little shithead.
Little brother vibes.
Little bastard.
All right. But that brings us to kind of the wrap up of this episode.
Surf Ninjas and Surf's Up.
Surf Ninjas and Surf's Up. We're going to definitely switch it up with these next two movies, though. I'm actually very excited for these two movies.
Yeah, I mean, really quick. So overall, we learned that penguins can shred waves, kids can overthrow governments, and Winky is the MVP of the universe. Absolutely. And there should be a full-blown Surf Ninjas reboot treatment from the Screen Bros, which is us. We promote it.
We promote it. We might patent it. Jeff Bridges, Shia LaBeouf, if you hear this, hit us up.
Do a live action.
We'd love to make this movie.
Reboot of
Surf Live Ninjas. Action, R-rated version of Surf Ninjas.
Get Rob Schneider, because I know he's not busy. Get him in.
We'll,
shit on Rob Schneider.
Gosh, dang. I think you did the gnarliest of the roast.
I'm just saying. I don't know. That guy is allegedly, his character is a pedophile. Not in real life. We're not saying that.
We don't know yet.
Allegedly.
But, all right. But two movies that we picked for this next week. I'm picking for my movie. Honestly, what kind of birthed my love for satire humor, and just that slapstick just comes from nowhere. If you miss it, you miss it. Like, if you don't get it, you don't get it. My movie is Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
And I'm picking a movie that I am a huge Coen Brothers fan. And this one was like really gave me started into the Coen Brothers. And it's based off the Odyssey, and I think is the best interpretation of it. And that is O Brother, Where Art Thou? So two totally different movies. We did like a great like surf theme or motif, surfing, and like connected that way. And now we're just like, fuck it. You know, I like this movie.
Yep. I like this movie. This is a good movie right here.
I just want to have an excuse to watch it.
Yeah. At this point, I'm like, I just want to watch it.
Make it, have it be a purpose.
Just I am a man of sorrow.
I haven't watched that movie in a while, so this can be interesting to revisit it.
Oh my god!
Same with Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh man, that's gonna be too. The knights are saying neat.
Yeah, you might need to be recreational for some of this. That would be fun.
Oh, for both. 100%. Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm gonna enjoy every second.
It might, maybe it won't be like a requirement, like some movies.
Yeah, some movies require it, but hey,
don't worry. After
that, you skated by with Lamageddon. You were almost.
I tried. I wasn't lying. It was not available anywhere. Tried.
Guys, if you guys haven't watched that episode, go back to the Lamageddon episode. But it was our Halloween.
Do you remember?
Was it our?
Yeah, it was supposed to be the Halloween one. I don't remember. We Leprechaun in the Hood. We replaced it.
Yeah, that was that one. I promise you guys, it's a real movie.
I still doubt it. Okay. But you remember Tammy and the T-Rex that we watched?
Oh my god!
God, that was brutal.
That one needed a few drinks.
Oh, that was rough.
Oh no! Let's not forget the bloody bodybuilders.
Oh, the damn bloody bodybuilders! Yeah. Oh, I honestly just forgot about that. Oh,
yeah.
That, oh, damn you.
Yeah, I remembered that not too long ago, so welcome back to my hell. I'm like, oh yeah, I did watch that piece of shit.
You know it wasn't a piece of shit? Chopping Mall. That was not a piece of shit. Classic.
Chopping Mall. That still holds up.
Yeah. Don't worry. Right, after these next set of movies, I'm picking one of those bad movies. So be prepared.
Oh,
ready.
Next week I got one.
Or next month.
Jesus
Christ. Who knows?
No, next time. Next time. I got the crappy movie for the next episode.
Oh, no, we should pick a crappy movie. We should just start doing it. Let's just pick a crappy movie together.
Good movie episode,
bad movie episode. And we can decide on which one is actually worse. Not better.
Which one is worse.
And we have to argue why.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, guys. Thank you guys for listening. You can please share with your friends this podcast. Thank you guys for just tuning in and tell people about it.
Yep.
It's just two dudes talking about movies, chilling out,
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe. You can definitely
give us movie recommendations. We'd love to, if there's movie recommendations you guys want us to watch and just drill into and roast and all that, please let us know. But other than that, we will see you guys in the next episode, whenever that comes out.
Yeah, we're not really set on schedule. I say next week, but who fucking knows? But Oh Brother Out There.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Monty Python the Holy Grail next time.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.